Tell me your flower story.
My name is John Carter, and this is my flower story. When my wife and I lived in East Central Indiana, we lived in a small house on my parents' farm. We always had a lot of small wildflowers in the yard because we didn't have like a real manicured yard, but there was one spring that we had violets and dandelions that came up on either side of the walkway that went from the back door to where we parked our cars. And there was just something about the dandelions and violets, the combination of the yellow and the purple was just a perfect color combination. And along the sidewalk, I remember there was one evening I was grilling some pork chops or something, and I was sitting on the back step drinking a beer while I was grilling. And I just remember looking down the walkway and thinking, this is absolutely perfect. You couldn't plant flowers and they would look more perfect to me. It's not like a super complicated story or like a super in-depth story. I mean, in creative writing, we always talk about having rising action and conflict and stuff. But at the end of the day, I think it really was this emblematic feeling of flowers in that moment made my experience of being outside more enjoyable and more beautiful.
Do you believe flowers are essential?
I absolutely believe that flowers are essential. And I mean, to a certain degree, me coming from a farming family means that there is a part of me that's like, well, yes, they're practically essential. Pollinators and flowers and all of that good stuff and plants and healthy plants. But I think that me as an artist tends to push back on that kind of practical thinking a little bit and think about how much I think that people's experiences with nature would be more beneficial if they had that sense of beauty. And so I think that flowers are essential for helping people to realize how beautiful the world around us can be. I think we get so used to looking at manicured human landscapes that we miss how beautiful wildflowers can be, for example. I can't remember the name of the poet, but it's a quote that joy itself is an act of resistance. In a world where so much of nature is commodified, whether it's like, you know, parks or, you know, if it's like to justify something in nature existing, it has to have this like commodification to it. You know, the fact that a dandelion is really beautiful despite, you know, you can't make money off of it is its own form of resistance in a system that's trying to commodify everything. And I think that's really lovely. Some of my favorite flowers are flowers that grow inside ditches because I think that they're just these astonishing little surprises that just exist out there without anyone's permission. And they're just kind of out there doing their thing. One of my favorites is chicory. Chicory I absolutely adore. And there was one year we had a whole pasture of chicory that had come up. And a lot of people treat chicory like a weed, but it's got this really gorgeous light blue flower. And in the early morning, when the dew is just on the grass still and the sun's coming up, is when the chicory flowers are all open. And so we had this pasture that was just full of chicory flowers. And looking out across, it was like the whole pasture was just blue every morning, and it was gorgeous. Chicory, daylilies, dandelions, of course, violets, my personal favorite, bird's foot trefoil, all sorts of just those wild ditch flowers.
And if you were a flower, what flower would you be?
Bird's foot trefoil, for sure. It's probably my favorite flower, mostly because it's a very small one. I actually see them, you see them a lot in Iowa when you're driving like on the road, and you'll see these bunches of little yellow flowers on the roadside. That's bird's foot. They have these lovely little flowers that look like little tiny yellow birds. They're a nitrogen fixer, so they're actually really great for pasture systems, for fixing nitrogen for the plants and the environment. The seeds grow on this weird little corkscrew pod thing, and then when the seeds are ready, they like explode out of the pod. And there's just something really magical, I think, about bird's foot. And so if I were a flower, I think I would definitely want to be this strange, magical little yellow flower that looks like a bird and has these exploding seeds and can fix nitrogen and do all this really cool stuff.